something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Goodly Heritage.
Hallelujah. There is a new truth. And this new truth doesn't say that God is going to bless you if you obey God. That was the former truth. But you see, a lot of people are still living, they're living their lives according to the former truth. And that's their trouble. There is a new truth. This new truth is, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Now, this is so powerful. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. He didn't say the person is going to be a new creation. He didn't say the person will become a new creation if he struggles hard enough. He didn't say the person will be a new creation if he pleases God. He said, if you are in Christ, as far as God is concerned, to be in Christ means to receive Christ as Lord into your heart by the confession of his lordship upon your life, and he catapults you by his own doing into the kingdom of God. That means when you proclaim the lordship of Jesus over your life, you are automatically catapulted into the kingdom of God. You become a member of his family. That's his job. Your job is to announce, declare his lordship over your life by declaring in faith, I believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. Now, when you do that sincerely, he fulfills his part. You are catapulted into Christ. And Christ is a person and Christ is a place. You see that? So, suddenly you are awakened in the realm of the Spirit. You are awakened to the fatherhood of God. You know him now as your father. Now, here's the point. If any man be in Christ, the present truth, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Whether he feels like it or not is not important. The question is, have you believed that God raised Jesus from the dead? Yes, sir. Have you confessed the lordship of Jesus Christ over your life? Yes, sir. If you can trust yourself that you meant what you said, trust him that he also meant what he said. Because he said that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, that he also can be trusted to fulfill his part by accepting you, receiving you into himself as his son, as his child, one that belongs to him. And he will impart you with eternal life. So if you believe that you did yours and you were honest with it, believe in the same way that he answered you and he was honest with himself. And that's it. So from that moment, you can boldly proclaim. Because if you don't boldly proclaim, you are making God a liar. It means you trust yourself that you prayed to God, but he didn't listen to you. He didn't fulfill his part. He said, if you believe that I raised Jesus from the dead, if you believe that he was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities, don't you understand that? That he died for you. If you believe that and confess that he is Lord of your life, God says, eternal life, the life and nature of God, will be imparted automatically at that hour into your hearts. Because it says, he that believeth hath eternal life. Didn't say shall have, hath. The believer has. The moment you believe, the moment you have. Not to believe that he has given you eternal life is to call him a liar. See that? So you say, I confess, I boldly confess. Say that with me. I boldly confess that I haven't believed in Jesus Christ, have eternal life in my spirit. Praise God. That's it. Now, here's the deal. Now that I'm a child of God and I have his life, hey, come on. What else will I ever need? Nothing. You get the idea? Now imagine if it's true that he died for me and he was raised from the dead for me. If it's true. And it is true. If it's true that I have received his life and nature into my spirit by his word as he prophesied and decreed. If it's true, why would I need to do anything to be blessed? Doesn't make sense. Come on, talk to me. It doesn't make sense. If I'm a child in this family, then I'm an heir in this family, not because I deserve it, but because I'm born here. Come on, somebody. Did you get what I said? The reason God's blessings belong to you is not because you're doing well. Not because you're serving him faithfully. Do you understand? This is the reason many faithful Christians can't understand why with their faithfulness they are nice to God. They use their scarf very well on Sunday. You know? I mean, they don't do anything wrong. They are clean and cool. They're cool. They're nice. They can't understand why their prayers don't seem to always get answers. They can't understand. I mean, like that someone's telling me a story, something happened in Benin City. Very interesting. You know, we had this meeting in Benin, and there was a lady who received healing and came up the platform to testify. And I was laying hands on people as they came up to the platform. And out came up this lady. And I laid hands on her, and she went under the power. And I said, the Lord asked me to give you 1 million naira. And of course, she was in shock. Then I said, the Lord says I should increase it to 2 million naira. Now, she almost passed out. Okay. Now, after the service, here's the real thing. This is what I want you to listen to. After the service, someone was carried by a taxi driver who happened to have been in the meeting but didn't know this other fellow was in that meeting, and said, I saw a wonderful thing today. Said an amazing thing, and was telling the story. He said, you know, Pastor Chris was in the meeting today in Christ Embassy. A woman came up the platform, didn't even ask for anything. And Pastor Chris said God told him to give the woman 1 million naira and then 2 million naira. And then he said, I have been asking God for only 65,000. Are you following this? He said, I've been asking God for only 65,000. He hasn't given it to me yet. Now think about it. The woman didn't even ask for nothing. And he had been asking for 65,000, didn't get it. So he's wondering, I mean, isn't it easier for God to give me 65,000 than to give that lady 2 million? Praise God. That's the way many people are. You see, they wonder why the little miracle they're asking God for, they're not getting it. And then there's this other fellow who, in their minds, is not even is not a serious Christian. How come he's getting all these miracles? That's what makes them sometimes to say that the miracles must be fake. Because we're not acting like them in the way they think we should act like them. You know? So the miracles must be fake. There must be something we're doing. How can we have all that money? We must be stealing somehow. We must be into some drug business or something. We must be doing something wrong and getting all this money. There must be some deception. So all the time you've got all these people who come into some of our meetings and they're trying to find out where the catch is. Every little noise they hear, they turn around. You think they're listening to the message. They're not. They're all the time looking for where is the catch. And as the ushers bring the envelopes, they examine. You know, they're trying to find out what is it we've been doing. Glory to God. But I want to show you those things that we believe that have made our lives beautiful. Now, don't let anybody deceive you. You know, sometimes some people say, they're writing things about Pastor Christ. Listen, all of those things they write, good or bad, they don't make any difference. Are you hearing me? When they write something good, I don't care to see it. When they write something bad, I don't care to see it. You know why? Because they are not a factor. You see it? They are not a factor. So be smart not to even give them a hearing. Because you see, people who are at the bottom always want to drag other people to stay with them. As long as you're with them, you're their friend. You start making progress and see, you become an enemy.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy for Target Zone 3. 82 Psychiatric Road, Rumo Rossi, Port Harcourt. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. Fridays, 6 p.m. prayer service. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.